clattering squeak coming from behind the boxes of stinging pickle. Pushing one aside, he saw a dusty, pink, furry, apple-sized creature cowering in the shadows. It had cat-like ears, mouse-like eyes, and a short, fluffy tail. "Oh my! You're a Flambles, all right? I know you can't help it. You need loud. You need food, just like everybody else. Don't worry. No one's going to hurt you." Monty gently scooped up the Flamble, held it up against his apron, and stroked his soft head. The Flamble gave a little gurgling purr. "Oh, goodness. You have got to keep Hayden from all snot. But we need him to think that I've trapped you." Monty considered and stared at the unopened Flamble's traps. His eyes suddenly gleamed. "Ah, you stay hidden. I'll be right back." Monty grabbed an empty snack, some bag of licorice crisps, and hurried up the basement stairs into the lift. Back at room number 5,